I'm Jake and this is Oz.
Hi.
We've deployed agents to deal with whoever leaked our CERN ritual video. You're in the damn woods. Welcome to the Monday Media Podcast. It's your boys, Jake and Oz.
What's good?
The damn woods. We're back.
We've been consuming all kinds of media.
So much of it.
To grind up and regurgitate into your mouths, not unlike bird parents.
Terrifying humanoid bird parents.
We're your online terrifying humanoid bird parents.
Yeah.
What's good?
Ladies. Yeah, hashtag ladies.
They love a man that's going to take care of them.
So
I will mash up grubs
and vomit
and
right
vomit
in
them
mouth.
Into their mouth. Yeah.
Done.
That's what ladies are into.
That's what they're into. That's what they like. Hashtag dating advice podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some.
Well, we'll start with a little sad news.
A little sad news.
Yeah. John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group died. And if you never saw his show, this may not impact you. If you are of
our age and your parents were kind of dorky.
There's that. I will say that I saw some negative reactions to him initially, and that's from, I think the liberal think tank
mm-hmm.
line of people were like, oh, he invented the modern, like, pundit show, and it's been really toxic and bad since then. It's like, I won't disagree, but his show was always...
His wasn't that.
No, it was... A bunch of people of very differing views, like not, you know, you don't have a bunch of people in lockstep ganging up on one person. It was a bunch of people across the spectrum.
Right. It's five people fucking arguing and John McLaughlin yelling at them.
Yeah. Yeah. And yet being very informative, too.
Yeah.
Like it was a decent way to keep track of the news. And additionally, you have John McLaughlin, this titan of a man,
mm-hmm.
fucking just shouting at them that they're wrong.
Constantly.
Oh, beautiful. So good. It was a great show.
It was.
And it's, yeah, I mean... I grew up with it. Jake grew up with it.
Yep.
I'm a little bummed out, honestly. Like, 2016 has been such a shit year for celebrities
it
dying.
It keeps killing a lot of people.
And suddenly, we lose John McLaughlin on top of that.
Who, I mean, like, we talked about earlier, he looked like a gargoyle when we were kids.
He was old to start, and he's just been getting older. So, I mean, it's not a surprise. It's just a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, the man who could bring together, like... five or three liberal fucking pundits and Pat Buchanan in the same room.
Oh yeah.
Without someone killing each other.
It would be like you have the rich Republican Pat Buchanan.
Yep.
You got the real milquetoast centrist.
Yep.
And then the left leaning lady.
Yeah, super left leaning
lady. I'm forgetting her name. Eleanor Clift.
Yep. And then Pat and then fucking John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin just yelling at all of them for being wrong.
Which is great.
It was a great show.
Really, the John McLaughlin standpoint of telling everyone they're wrong about everything.
It's very, very on point, honestly. Like, that's super accurate.
You're wrong about everything.
So, RIP to him.
Yeah.
Big shouts.
Yep, all those things. I mean, let's see. But, like, in better news, in less bad news.
Yeah, no, thankfully we got some other good stuff.
So, just a PSA, archive.org has started hosting hip-hop mixtapes.
Yeah.
And, like, not, like, old ones, like, modern ones. There's, like, 9,000 of them.
Look, archive.org is all about identifying the important things to cultivate and maintain on
Real
the
talk, like, they do a really good job of, like, some strangely functional shit. Like, they have fucking Optimus Rhyme live shows recorded on, like, a porch at a fucking coffee shop.
No shit.
The weirdest shit.
Actually, now that I think about it, my copies of... Oh, God. Max Headroom came from Archive because there were no other place.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't, their DVDs weren't out, all that. So, and then furthermore, if you are a crafty person and could find that information about me, I've been pretty lax about it though. You can actually find the big chunks of the early WoW forums.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I have at least one post archived of when I was getting the lore wiki together for the RP server that I played on. Yep, that was me.
Oh my god.
That was me.
Rough.
It was a weird time.
Maximum overcringe.
That was a weird time 12 years ago.
That game's been going for a while.
Yeah, it has.
So the next thing, little Firefly animated short came out.
Yeah, that was cute.
I don't know if more is going to happen. I hope it does.
I mean, I hope so too, but it definitely seemed very unofficial. You know, it's just some person working on it. But
I mean, like all of, like, the active people from the show who are on Twitter tweeted it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's not nothing.
No, I'm
and
I'm
you know, Nathan Fillion's not doing anything anymore because they killed Castle, which is,
I mean, to be fair, 8 seasons of Nathan Fillion carrying a show.
That's true. That's true. He was the entertaining aspect of that program.
The rest was just police procedural.
Yeah, it's all police procedural, and then you have Nathan Fillion show up like, what's up? I'm Nathan Fillion.
I'm drunk. It's the day. Love it.
Yeah, super good. But not a great show. Just no. Him being in it. Nathan Fillion being in anything, really.
Real talk. I will watch Nathan Fillion in just about anything.
Yeah, so no, I mean, hopefully there's more of that. That could be cool. Yeah, like, I would watch Firefly as an animated series. That definitely could be super cool.
Especially if it was done this way.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm trying to think. Nathan Fillion is the reason I don't like musicals at all, like, as a thing.
But Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible is phenomenal.
Well, I mean, plus Neil Patrick Harris is a treasure.
It's, yeah, him and Nathan Fillion in the same thing at the same time. And what's her face?
Felicia Day?
Yeah, she's real hot.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's nerd hot.
She's nerd hot. She's not, like, conventionally hot. She's super nerd hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give it to her medium style.
Just only medium, though.
Real talk. My dudes. Like, I don't care how fucking weirdly internet feministy she is. I would fucking just, yep.
Well, I mean,
I would lie about believing in things that she cared about.
My perception is more of the things that she's done, and I actually like a lot of the stuff she's done. Like, the Guild was the first thing.
Okay.
That was pretty entertaining. More recently, though, she's done Co-Optitude, where she plays old co-op games with her,
I don't know
if he's older or younger, but her brother.
Yeah, I think I've seen some of those.
Those are funny as hell, honestly. Like, I have been very entertained.
Her, by those. That channel, Geek and Sundry.
They kind of blew up. They got some good stuff on there.
They did.
Like,
one thing, they have
the Will Wheaton show, the one where they play tabletop games. That's actually really good.
I've seen, don't they have the magic show too? They have a magic.
Yeah, they got the Spellslingers.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not that interested in magic card shows. I will watch those episodes cause they're usually fucking funny.
Yeah.
Cause like some celebrity has no fucking idea what's going on. And a guy who plays, it's day 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a StarCraft streamer.
StarCraft and, well,
and
magic.
Whatever else, and magic, yeah.
But no, that whole that channel, honestly, okay. Yeah, they got a lot of good content on that channel.
Their D&D show with all voice actors.
Oh man,
it's like 2.5 hours of stream, and they're usually pretty fucking funny.
Oh, that's
and they're
staggering.
All professional voice actors.
Oh,
so they're insane.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah, and no, I mean, I have a couple friends who watch the. I guess it's just Tabletop is the name of the game or
yeah,
the show,
tabletop,
but
yeah.
They watch it to preview
tabletop games.
Tabletop
that's
games
smart.
To get a feel for them. And
if
actually,
if you're a tabletop
like,
game player,
the what was the name of it? Fuck, it's not Resistance. No, it is Resistance. It's basically a formalized version of Mafia. If you ever played that as a kid, phenomenal.
I played Mafia as an adult,
and I watched that. Show
yeah
and that werewolf. Episode and was like, oh shit, that looks amazing. And then I played it in person, and it is amazing as long as you don't have trust issues. And if you got trust issues, never play Resistance.
No, because you won't like anybody forever.
Yeah, you will never trust again.
Nope.
If that's the case, you can however break it with attorney client privilege.
That's fair.
I say that because I was playing a game that a friend of mine who is informally my lawyer was in.
It's good. I love it.
And she proceeded to, like, I was like, I think it's you. You know, I am fairly certain it's you. And she said, Oz, look at me. We made eye contact. She said, it's not me. I'm like, all right, I believe you. And it was not her. She was absolutely being truthful. If she had been, everything would have been ruined.
Right.
I would have left that game with trust issues. Just
100%.
Fuck.
We play.
Super
I don't really
good though.
Play a whole lot of like board and card games. Last time I played anything is like 2 years ago, I think.
Really?
It's been a while. And we were playing as one of our friend of the show, Alex on Orbit.
Ah, yeah.
We were at his house, and we were playing Munchkin with two people who I ended up being pretty good associates with the lady, and the dude disappeared forever because I didn't learn his name. But like,
Munchkin gets out of hand really
Munchkin
quick.
Gets out of hand within like three turns, especially mm-hmm. with me and Alex.
Yeah.
So like...
Well, isn't that one of the ones too that Steve... Something... The designer of the game?
Yeah.
Steve Jackson.
Steve Jackson games,
if he... Like, if he changes the attributes of a card,
yeah.
it counts if you... Like, one of the ways that you can get an extra turn at the start
yep.
is if he signs the box of your game. And so all the tournament players
mm-hmm.
go and get him to sign their box and do whatever else is required. It's insane.
I love Steve Jackson.
It's literally insane.
There's a lot of really weird rules for that game. And also, if you can convincingly lie to a new player.
Oh, God.
That's in the rules.
Yeah, it's true.
I
will say that I can play about 10 turns of Munchkin.
Yeah.
And then I just crave the sweet release of death. Like, yeah, at that point, I'm just like, fuck. Yep. Why is this game still going?
Yeah. If that doesn't end quick. Basically, it devolved to, like, me, like, bullying the lady we were playing with to never trust Alex, a friend.
Which
of
hers. No, that's a fair thing though.
And I was like, this is the tactic we're going. And I was like, why would you trust him?
Like,
he's obviously trying to win. He's trying to beat you. Fucking, he knows if he takes me out, he's got all of you. You don't even know the rules of the game. I know all the rules. And she's just like, I don't know what to do.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm just yelling. The guy is like, I don't know this person. Alex knows what I'm doing.
Of course, of course.
He's doing the same thing.
So good. I'm glad I've never played board games against Groove.
I think
I've played Bang against Groove.
Oh, God.
And he was, of course, lying the entire time.
No shit.
Because it's Groove.
I don't even care what role he'd be playing. He'd be lying about it.
I mean, I've told on the podcast the story of playing Rust against him.
Yeah.
And the fact that I tried to
he's
be like,
extremely consistent you know in what? Multiplayer like, games.
All right, I'll put this down for you, but you got to stay back there. And if you come toward me, I'm going to shoot you. Charging with the rock yeah. again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's consistent. That's yeah. why he's the nemesis of the show.
That's true. Official nemesis of the show. I do miss, I will say, I used to live with a couple friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, very dear friend, you know, makes stacks at Amazon, doesn't really like
stacks on stacks.
Yeah. You know, bought a house and it turns out that basically the house is for board game storage because he just goes on buying board and card games. There is now a giant shelf across part of the living room, all board and card games, all Good just Lord. Stashed in there. And it's kind of bonkers, but at the same time, it's like, hey, we should try this game. It's like, cool. I've never played that before. They haven't either. Just try out a new game.
That's funny.
Yeah, so...
That's cool.
It's neat, but at the same time, I worry about the amount that he's spending on Kickstarters for board games, because it's a lot.
Yeah, Kickstarters for board games is one thing. Like, board games existing, great. Kickstarters for board games,
You're going to get... Well, I mean, especially if you get way into it, because yep. then, again, you have shelves of games that you've never played.
Yep. No, thank you.
So,
not my thing.
I like having access to it. I'll just never...
Yes.
No, spend never. My money on it.
No, God, no.
Meanwhile, I'll kickstart. I'm still waiting for Power Drive 2000. I'm hype as shit for that.
So am I, though. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, that looks real
every
good.
Video that guy's released has gotten cooler and cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
the okay ultimate synthwave video or game.
It might as well be a video at this point. So the next thing we have, Transformers the movie is 30 years old this year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also 30 years old this year.
You're
a little older than that.
I'm conventionally. I'm 33 this year.
Damn.
It's fucking. I'm almost dead.
It's basically. You might as well just buy the grave plot at this point.
Just call it. Fuck that. Just fucking find me an oven to throw my body
into. Get your headstone with minimal typos.
Yeah. Jake.
It's just spelled J-A-K.
Yeah. Jack.
They put a little accent on the A.
Yeah.
Make it up to you.
That's the key. That is the key. All caps. Fucking Transformers, the movie from 1986,
yep.
is getting a remaster from an original film source into 4K and everything.
That's the dream.
That is the dream, it turns out. I'm really excited about this. One, this is like kind of my favorite movies from like my childhood, except for the part where Optimus Prime dies.
I remember being real torn up about that. Like, growing up in Alaska.
Yeah.
I didn't have a channel that showed Transformers. Like, I caught it a couple times when I was staying at my grandparents who had cable.
Mm-hmm.
But, starting out, there was Channel 2.
Yep, Channel 2.
The ABC affiliate.
Channel 4, the church channel.
Channel 4, the church channel.
And Channel 9.
Channel 9, the public television channel.
And Channel 11.
Which was the ABC and NBC affiliate.
Yep.
Before, or no, not ABC.
No, 2 was ABC. CBS and NBC.
CBS and NBC together.
Yep.
And that was it. 4 channels.
Boom. That was all we had until, I want to say, 1993.
And that was when Fox got started. And everyone was like, holy shit, a Channel 7?
Fuck, channel. Oh, what are we going to do with this channel? It has The Simpsons.
Holy shit. And yeah, that was incredible.
That was shit.
That was incredible. And then we got...
We are from the Stone Age.
Yeah, basically. We're from the past. High.
Yeah.
Like... But. MC Hammer was already over by the time I was in elementary school. And I
just gotten to see it.
Everyone was all hype about Hammer Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was hype about it. In first grade, I didn't know who MC Hammer was.
Nope, this is the
but
cool.
The fad had just carried in.
Yeah, Alaska is like 3 years behind on fads. That's
pretty much.
That's how it's always worked.
Pretty fucking much.
Internet has fixed that a little bit, but still, where's the delay?
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. There are still weird time delay-y aspects to living up here. So.
Yep, certainly.
But in any case...
Man,
bringing it all the way back to Transformers. Yeah, I never got to watch the show regularly because none of the channels here showed it. Didn't have cable, but I still caught the movie.
Oh yeah,
I was like, oh god, now Optimus Prime. I still got torn up.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I mean, you Optimus Prime, 100%.
And so, who do you give it to? The Matrix.
He gave the Autobot Matrix leadership to Ultra Magnus, aka Ultra Fagnus.
Who was the convertible though? Like
he wasn't a convertible.
What?
No, he was another truck.
Really?
Yeah, he was the other.
I swear there's some race car in there that I.
There is a race car in there because Ultra Magnus gets it and then promptly gets fucking murdered.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
The big thing though, Ultra Magnus in the movie was voiced by Robert Stack. What? This movie has a bunch of shit like that. Leonard Nimoy is Galvatron.
What? Oh my god.
Trying to think. Cup is a big actor. Hot Rod was the guy from The Breakfast Club.
Hot Rod's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Hot Rod is the guy who, he's like kind of a Lamborghini-ish sports car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was the guy from The Breakfast Club who was the bad guy. Judd Nelson.
Oh my god.
And Orson Welles was Unicron.
What? No.
This is a movie about transforming Japanese robots. Orson Welles is a planet-eating robot.
I'm gonna point out here, furthermore, A, that's extremely apt, because he was fat as hell.
He was.
B, how? Because...
How did all of that happen?
Again, we were talking about a cartoon...
It had one season at that point,
too. That was created...
To sell toys.
This was not, like... It was an independent thing, and then they made the toys. No.
Hasbro made toys.
And it's like, what can we do to sell these?
Yes.
That was the case with G.I. Joe as well, right?
No, G.I. Joe was a comic book.
Oh, okay, yeah.
G.I. Joe, the cartoon, was created to sell the toys, certainly. G.I. Joe, the comic, was a thing, and the toy came along right after.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. But, I mean, that became a big thing. Like, My Little Pony.
Yeah, My Little
Pokemon.
Pony. Pokemon. Yeah, all of it.
That became the deal.
That's like a regular thing.
You get
thing.
The tie-in cartoon, that gets the kids to buy it.
Yep.
Digimon. I actually really liked like the first 2 seasons of Digimon.
I've never seen it.
It was a little probably after your time.
Probably.
But still.
Yeah. So this movie that occurred had like all these big fucking names out of nowhere. And also the voice cast from the cartoon was in it as well, obviously. And they were like, these are voice actors you hear through every 80s cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Well, I mean, a fan petition got the voice of Optimus Prime...
Peter Cullen.
...to come back for the actual movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thank the God. New movies now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I will point out are garbage compared to the one that's about to get the anniversary release.
Oh, yeah,
release
seriously.
Here.
They are terrible films.
Like, the Michael Bay films, like those, I'll fight you.
Yeah, Peter Cullen is the only good thing about those movies.
Pretty much, yeah.
Everything else is, like...
Just, yeah, straight-up garbage. I also really don't find Megan Fox that attractive, which is, I think, a major factor.
I mean, that happens, but...
I mean, you'd probably give it to her medium style.
I would give it to her probably medium style. But, like, real talk...
Someday you're going to have to elaborate on the different styles and what they represent, but...
I will. We'll have a podcast episode about it.
All right. But in any case...
Yeah. Megan Fox, though. Seriously. Anyway, this fucking, like, this hour and a half animated movie that largely ripped off, like... I don't know, Star Wars and a bunch of other animes and shit, allegedly, for plot. you're just like, okay, I guess this is happening.
But it's got like quality voice acting and
great
shit.
Great voice acting. That, actually, that real theme, good animation.
That fucking theme.
Oh, that whole soundtrack is amazing.
Ugh.
And Weird Al, Dare to Be Stupid on that.
Of course.
Out of nowhere.
God damn
fucking,
it.
Fucking, who that was it? You Got the Touch. The touch.
Touch.
Who does that? Who's the fucking...
You Got the Power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that song
hit
is
that
amazing.
Anyway.
And Dare. Dare is a good song.
Oh, my God.
But, like, the fucking... Man. The intro by White Lion, hair metal band extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. What the fuck happened? How did all this come together as a thing?
It's one of those things that, like... It's almost on the level of... And I'm going to recommend this. We should probably try to find it if it's on Netflix or whatever for a future episode. But Hodorowski's Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on the level of just weird things coming together and then happening. Because if that version of Dune had happened, like, fucking... like, you had... Oh, Jesus. There were so many. Rolling Stones.
That was the TV. That was the TV movie one, right?
Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd was doing part of the soundtrack. Mick Jagger was going to play one of the roles in the picture. Salvador Dali was going to be the emperor of the known universe.
What?
No, I'm not even fucking joking you. Like, they got, H.R. Giger to do the art for the Harkonnens.
That's terrifying.
A couple of other known sci-fi artists to do the art for the Atreides and for Dune proper. Like, the level of... stuff that were that was coming together to make the movie
that's fucking
would have been insane,
man.
And then
shit.
And then it fell apart. Yeah,
obviously,
but
it's a Dune movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then fucking
what's his face?
The next one, Lynch.
Lynch
did that one.
I mean, to be fair, like David Lynch is good at making weird, creepy shit.
He is, but his hands were really tied because the movie wanted something to compete with Star Wars, and so as a result,
Dune was not the thing to do that.
No, absolutely not. Dune is super weird and very
Dune
political.
Is a super weird, dark, political sci-fi movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Star Wars, no
it's
matter how hard
opera.
You try to make it.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Nope. Especially not with David fucking Lynch.
Yeah, I know. Like, of all the directors you choose for that, you choose the greatest comedy director from an alternate dimension.
Yeah.
Because that is what David Lynch is.
Fucking David Lynch.
Oh.
Man.
Fucking though, I mean, his
shit.
Yeah, I was going to say... Fucking terrifying. And Mulholland Drive?
Oh, yeah. No.
Fuck.
Fuck you. We're done there.
Actually, I'm there now.
No. He wasn't ready.
Oh,
but like,
God.
Yeah, that whole thing. I mean, also, just to clarify, for anyone who's not aware, H.R. Giger was the guy who designed the alien monster.
The alien, yes.
Yeah, the xenomorph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His art is freaky as hell. He died only... couple years ago.
Two, 3 years ago, yeah. He's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, a huge art guy. I've gone over this before. I don't think on the podcast, but I've told people before. I'm not, like, visual art does not, like, click in my head for whatever reason. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, a big art person unless I'm on drugs, obviously, and then I...
Well, at that point, you know, anything visual is amazing.
I think I actually... fucking ghosts. I'm not, like, super, like, taken with things when I'm on, like, you know, like, psychedelics. I'm not, like, taken with, like, visual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm on, like, a low... If I've been, like, in galleries on low doses of psychedelics. And, like, my... Like, I think low-dose psychedelics, real talk, for those of you who are interested in doing it, will probably make you a little more open-minded. And, like, my brain is real, like, oh, it's a cool drawing of a thing I'm done by.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, with a little bit of LSD or an analog... like Enbom or something, it's like, well, this is interesting, and can you explain what you were thinking when you made this? Like, my buddy Dave and I, my friends Dave and the other people whose first names I will actually...
omit.
Omit. We were all in a little town outside of San Francisco, and we decided to take a low dose of Enbom 25C, which is a lab chemical that is an LSD analog.
Mm-hmm. Has
similar
the same effect, basically.
Similar effects, a little less. But they have got like a stimulant, too, so you're like kind of excitable.
Ah, okay.
So we're like walking around, and this town is full of art galleries. It's by the ocean. It's full of art galleries. And
so one of them rich little coastal towns, basically.
Yeah, like it was full of like rich yuppies and also people who
these nerds who just took these psychedelics.
Bulk
walking
up.
Around.
Some people were not prepared for the amount of bullshit we were outputting. But we were having, we were all like, you know, like psychedelics tend to make you nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy. so we're like in galleries, and like Dave's like, walking up to the artist like, what sense besides vision did you use to make this? And like, I remember like this guy, like this artist was like bored and ignoring people at his own opening. And then Dave did that and they like walked off together and talked for like 30 minutes.
Oh man.
And I was just like, cool, I'm going to go horrify the gallery owner. And like, I ended up talking to them about politics.
Oh, of course.
In Northern California. Like my politics are the opposite of most of Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, it was just like, I remember someone at some point, like my friends were like, we lost you. And then we heard you yell, maybe they should read a fucking book.
That is one of the most Jake things I think I've ever heard.
It's, you know, little things.
But
like, I mean, like walking around galleries was like, oh, this is neat. I kind of get this. This is interesting. But that's one of those things, like, if you, as a human, are capable of taking psychedelics responsibly with your friends.
Which not everyone is.
Not everyone is.
We're acknowledging that.
Are you capable of like functioning on low doses and you're perhaps not, like art doesn't like click for you as a thing? Try that sometime. It's an exciting adventure and art's kind of fun at that point.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Back to...
So bringing it back to Geiger, which I was going to say, terrifying. Have you ever heard him speak?
Yeah.
His voice is terrifying.
Yeah, he's a spooky man.
Well, I mean, he spoke Swiss German, which is like the more German form of German.
It's true.
And then had a really weird, almost mechanical voice.
Yeah.
So
he's a weird dude.
That's really interesting. Anyway.
I mean, his art's fucking... I mean, I would say like him and Beksinski are like my favorite artists. Just because they are both like, hey, my brain's super fucked up. Here you go.
Check this out.
Cool. Like Beksinski's stuff is like... I don't know, man. If you Google his name and you're like, oh, well, this is kind of, I never want humanity to go to war ever again because of this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he's not unlike, friend of the show, Matt of Zero Hit Points, his appreciation for Clive Barker.
Oh, yeah. Clive Barker's anything is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. But
his art in particular, where apparently he just has a bunch of nightmares, like, all the time.
I didn't and know then, that. That's awesome.
And then
I mean, that's makes not
art,
awesome.
Yeah, makes art of it.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking dork.
Horrifying.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah.
So
bringing it all the way back.
Yeah, all the way back. Transformers the movie.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
We're back. it'll be interesting. We will talk about it when it gets released. It's later, I think late September is when it finally comes out. We'll probably talk about it on release, though. But for those of you who are interested in that or interested in seeing a remaster of that,
it's coming.
A thing. It's coming.
I mean, the whole finding a print and restoring it that's the dream.
That is the thing.
The whole theatrical print of Star Wars, which I have not gotten around to watching.
I've not watched it yet. The silver screen print. I have not watched it.
Definitely want to watch that.
Excited.
And also the Turkish Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
The Man Who Saved the World. They found a theatrical print. So that's getting a Blu-ray.
Yes!
As transfer, yeah.
Turkish Star Wars, man. If you've ever watched that, that is an event.
My God. Yeah, it really is.
Fucking
with just
Indiana Jones
stolen
and shit.
From Star Wars in there. Like, the Death Star
projected
firing
onto
for
a
no reason.
Like, a movie screen behind them while they do stuff.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. The Ewok costumes, the guy's just punching in half.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, staggering.
Fucking breaking rocks for training, force training.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's such a good movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited to watch that in high res.
Yeah,
the way 1080p. The creators meant it to be.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Fucking Turkey.
Oh, man.
Like, what will we do without Turkey's vibrant fucking film scene?
Staggering.
Anyway, so actually, tangentially related, some of the music we have this week is Transformers themed.
That is true.
Now, you might think to yourself, that is shitty. Because most people who make Transformers themed anything or 80s cartoon themed music, generally not going to be high quality tunes. You are incorrect. This album is amazing.
Yeah, no, this is hype shit.
So one of our dudes, our portal to the hardcore scene, Holic Shot and Watermelon Guy at this point.
No, he changed his name to the Watermelon Guy on
Thank
Twitter.
God. Thank God.
Made everything made it way easier on everybody.
At ex-watermelon guy. He hooked me up with this as like a recommendation, and it's Shockwave, named after the Transformer Shockwave, mm-hmm. The Ultimate Doom.
Watch the sky, we're coming for you. Feel the ground,
named for a Transformers episode.
Of course it is.
This album, it's hardcore. It's all about Transformers, yeah. And it's fucking amazing. Like, it has no right to be as good as it is.
Yeah, I would worry about theme groups like that. Though, at the same time, I mean, Bolt Thrower is legitimately solid metal.
Oh, it's,
and that's, I mean, all Warhammer.
They have history albums, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the deal. Like, mm-hmm. Speaking of weird history metal, Sabaton has a new album this week.
About?
History.
Okay.
I mean, it's what they do.
It's like about the Great Depression.
Historical power metal. I mean, it's war almost certainly.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'd be a really, like, weird history metal album if it was about something else.
Yeah, like the New Deal.
The Holly Smoot Tariff.
Damn it. I think it's about, like, either, I think it's like Famous Last Stands, like, you know, insurmountable odds battles.
That could be cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. It's Sabaton. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real talk. They can, like, Sabaton can make songs about Nazis and make you sympathize with them. Because you're like, hell yeah, tanks are awesome. And you're like, Nazis, these are
Nazis. That's the major,
or like, the fucking, like, okay, fucking, yeah, Mother Russia putting it on them. And you're just like, calm down, Sabaton, how do you do this?
Just be cool.
Relax.
Oh my god.
No one here's a communist.
But, man, that's true. Yeah, Shockwave, Ultimate Doom.
Shockwave, so this, like,
Transformers hardcore.
Real talk, my dudes, I, like, was, like, walking around yelling at people in a shitty Starscream voice because this entire album was, like, for no reason. It's so fucking good. Like, I mean,
I'm just visualizing that. Like, you just walk up to somebody and throw up your arms, and then Starscream voice starts.
So, like, something I realized.
You should do that on Tinder.
Yes. Yes. I realized that Starscream, Cobra Commander, and Mark Hamill's The Joker all occur on the same wavelength as far as voices.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Also, no, I'm not doing it right now, but I might later when I get distracted and start yelling.
No, I'm just pick one per, yeah, per match on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
And then just do Hamill Joker.
Hamill Joker would be
Starscream or Cobra Commander.
Hamill Joker sounds rapey as shit.
That's
sometimes
true. Maybe don't do him.
I mean, I might anyway.
But Starscream, definitely, or Cobra Commander.
Like, do you see
fools? Yeah. Like, just get right in. Go right in on it.
Full tilt. God, Tinder will never be the same. Fucking, do you see Hamill's thing with Tara Strong? Her Vine.
Which one?
It's real. It's real.
Oh yeah, no, I think
he was like, what did he say? He was like, you're the sharpest. I can't. Hang on. I think I can do this.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Uh-oh, it's happening.
I might be able to do it.
It's happening.
Oh, Holly. No.
That was close.
Oh, Holly. You're the sharpest tool in my box. And you're just like, God damn it, Hamill.
Fucking Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm. The most charming man on Twitter. So this album is like, most themed bullshit albums are not super in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
This has, like, songs referenced off, like, one character from the movie. Oh, like, Five God. Faces of Doom? Five Faces of Death?
Oh, yeah.
Is about the fucking, the robot judge that dropped people in the Sharktacon pit.
Jesus Christ.
What? And it's a great song!
That's incredibly specific.
Yeah! Real talk, this album's actually hard to find. We found it on YouTube. I found a copy of it on, like, a blog spot from 2012.
Nice.
Like, I was like, I had to, like, whoop out the real piracy powers.
Hell yeah.
And, like, because, like, there's no torrents of these guys anywhere.
God damn.
They're a super specific little ass band.
Yeah.
They're real good. We'll link you to the YouTube. It's Shockwave's The Ultimate Doom. Like I said, if you're a fan of metal or whatever, you'll probably like this because it's hardcore. If you are interested at all, like, if that idea interests you, you should listen to this because it's, like, I legit, like, since he's recommended it, I have listened to it almost nonstop because it is a super fun album and it's hardcore, so it's real easy to listen to.
Yeah.
Next thing up, we have an odd thing that I just found on the internet. Google Dungeon Bastards.
Blazing.
Lucas a lot.
Yeah. It's a real really likable album, and it's like death metal.
Which is not usually my shit.
Yeah.
This is actually really, really good.
Yeah. I was just super jazzed. The whole time I was like, this is a real good album. The entire time I'm like, this doesn't make... Why am I this happy about a death metal album? Like, it's like, normal. I like death metal a whole lot. But
usually it's, you know, grab orbs.
Yeah.
Growl.
Clutch orbs in the woods.
Maybe, growl, maybe I was going to say, like, walk through the woods with an axe.
Yeah, that's black metal, but you know, I mean, it happens.
Like, it's close. They're adjacent.
Yeah, they are adjacent.
Orbs, axe, it varies from genre to genre. There's a lot of walking in the woods, though.
There's a lot of walking in the woods. These dudes sing about kind of a weird fantasy universe, and they are metal as fuck.
Again, there is a substantial nerd overlap with metal.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Dorks and metal are real apt to... I mean, fucking, we just talked about Sabaton.
Yeah.
They're history dorks.
Right, exactly. Or Transformers.
Or
Warhammer. Yeah. Or
right, whatever. Like, fucking, what the hell was it? The guys from...
What was it, was it Doomhammer that we reviewed?
Oh, yeah, no, Doomhammer.
Back in the day?
Yeah,
a few months ago?
No, it was like a year ago.
But fucking shit. but nevertheless.
Yeah, like those guys.
Rise of the Chaos Space Wizards.
That's close. That's close to what it is.
Something like that. 1992. There's an early 90s year in there.
Fuck, what the hell was that? But yeah, like Gloryhammer.
Gloryhammer, there it is. There it is. But yeah, I mean, that's like...
Dorky shit.
That's being real dorky. Like, they're having fun with it. Goblinomicon, for Christ's sake.
Necro Goblicon.
Fucking shit. I'm Jesus. Over here ruining
just
all of the cred that I had. But thankfully, I had very little.
Thank God.
But Necro Goblicon.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're talking like a D&D / Magic / Warcraft style goblin.
Yep.
Who's the main character of
who's
all their shit?
Who's an office worker, and he's great. John Goblicon, man. Also, his fucking YouTube channel, their YouTube, I wish they would make more of their YouTube show right now with John Goblicon, because they are
Did they
hilarious.
Do more than two episodes?
There's only two so far.
Fuck.
They need to make, I think they went on tour, so it's kind of fair they didn't, but like, come on guys, make more, please.
Still, it was amazing.
Right now! And now Necrogoblicon beating the shit out of a TV with a hammer for no... Oh, it's so good. It's so stupid.
It is. It's like the metal version of the Eric Andre Show, basically.
It's real close in like the absurdist levels. It's like 12 minutes of insanity. We'll link them again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But getting back to it.
Ghoul Bastards. Ghoul Dungeon Bastards.
Yeah.
Fucking this... Like, I'd never heard Ghoul before this. And
this is a fun album.
This is a real fun album. It's super good. And like, I fucking can't see anyone not. If you like metal at all, you'll probably like this.
Yeah. Because I mean, again, it's not overly stereotypical.
No.
Death metal. Like.
Even though the vocals is very, they're very growly, but you're like.
They're comprehensible. For a change. That's pretty good. Big for me. Like.
Man, fucking, what the hell was. There's a new project coming out. I forget who it's a fucking George Fisher from Cannibal Corpse is in. It's like a super group death metal outfit.
Oh shit.
I'm excited. I forget what it's called. It's Reptilian something though, and makes
Oh
me
of
happy.
Course. Going straight for that.
Yeah, it's like
Beeline.
Serpentine something. Fuck. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Like the first song they released from that is like fucking like shit, this is gonna be good. Anyway. This album's good. We'll link it. And like I said, they're dorks and they're fun.
It's good shit.
The last full album we have is actually a recommendation, I think, from somebody.
Was it Akira?
No. I'm thinking it was either a recommendation from our dude in Paraguay, or it's one I found. I can't remember.
I want to say dude in Paraguay.
Maybe. Either way, Unitra's Post-Humanity.
Bunch of fucking handsomes down there, by the way.
Dude, yeah, the prettiest.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
pretty gay dudes in Paraguay.
How the fuck are you guys? Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
What the? Like, how dare also, you? Like, how Jesus Christ. Like,
unacceptable.
Pretty people on Twitter, go home.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is for nerds.
This is for nerds and uggos.
Yeah,
thank
for God's
you very
sake,
much.
Get off my fucking turf.
Why don't you go interact with somebody in public and have it go well for you based on your appearance?
Yeah.
How about that?
You big gays. Jesus. So this album is a synthwave album.
Oh.
All instrumental, and it hits
that,
like...
That
so
dark synthwave.
It hits like this weird future vibe that other synthwave
that's
managed
true,
to
though.
Not do, though.
No, I mean, I actually... Listening to this, it felt a lot like... Almost like a movie soundtrack. Like, from 80s movies about the future.
Yeah, that's exactly the feel. And it's... So it's all instrumental. It's really good. It's free.
Oh.
Additionally, which is hot.
Why is there so much good free shit these days?
The internet, man. I don't know.
It's
a confusing thing. There are wizards, I think, and tiny gnomes that make everything happen.
Oh, there you go. That explains everything.
But this album's real good. Like, if you have liked our Synthwave Rex before, you'll like this almost certainly.
Almost definitely.
If you are into electronic music or futury sounding shit, you'll like this.
Also
100%.
True. Like,
it is.
I could think of a few things that this could be the soundtrack for, and it would work. Like, it's real good.
It is, like, I'm, like, yeah. Like,
again, it's got that... You're right. It has a certain quality to it that's really hard to nail down.
It doesn't sound like... most synthwave sounds kind of retro. This sounds like a futuristic thing with those instruments.
Yeah.
Which is weird and super cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's very good.
Also, I mean, you know, fucking transhumanist themes. No big deal.
I mean...
Hashtag
hell yeah.
Transhumanism.
Replacing all my damn parts.
Yeah, buddy. Give me some robot arms.
Mm-hmm.
So the last bit of music we have... two new singles from Whitey Cracker.
Whitey Cracker!
Man. Witness all these big websites on the DG's hit list. Upstream fitness. Connection, keep the pain, time, healthy, quickness. Is it a wonder that the hackers of the world making front page news across the globe with all the exploits? And they try to lock us up by the truckload. Fuck no, bringing all the truth to the front door. Catch wolves in the crosshairs. In a safe place on my internet, they can call theirs. Got a nerd in every day, send a bump in my tunes on the speakers behind nine floors, locked doors. TTO in his Tesla, press the repeat button, cause he need a bang and a swing too. Lee dib in the shed with a can of code red, trying to write his last line to the same tune. Come and find me, still a soldier in this internet game, stay grimy, grimy. Keep the army behind me, blind super light on my drive with a line beat. Fucking nerd music, nerd rap. Like, I'm so glad he's still making real tight fucking dorky rap.
I know, right?
And it's good. Like, it's legit, like, fucking, there's, like, they're just good songs.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Whitey Cracker. Like,
it's true.
His flows are good. He gets really good producers. This is the same guy who produced, well, Introducing Niels, which, fabulous
Decepticon
album.
Is his name.
Still huge recommendation from the damn woods.
Oh, seriously, yeah. If you've not listened to Introducing Niels, it is a nerd rap concept album about the security state.
And it's super real.
It's also, yes, yeah, so one, it's super real. Two, it's super good.
Yeah.
But these new tracks are on par with that. They're not in that theme. I mean, they're hacker nerd music. So
Well,
it's Whitey Cracker raps, can rap about fucking packet routing and make it.
That is what one of them's about.
It's fucking super tight. The hook is, like, super catchy, and, like, hacker music also is... So Packets and Hacker Music are the two singles. We'll link them. They're really, really good.
End up being reflected. Just send us a message. We keep it inexpensive. Come out, we code in them lizards. They go in as pain. It's chippy. The bit stream still flowing. These stacks that we smashing. Rob gadgets to your address. The packets they blasting. Regardless of your patches. These keystrokes go east coast and worldwide. We online. Find us and then sign us. We got the world behind us. And by that's the honest. Then doomsday is upon us. And this D-Dos Adonis still making good on his promise. Your site, no, your firewall is trash. Your network is dead. Take a look at all of these graphs. Unbox and no stopping. That trace route, stop hopping. Software that we backdoor. Root shares that we hack for.
Like I said, if you like nerd rap or just dorky
music
in general,
this is a solid choice, basically.
This is where you want to go.
Honestly, Whitey Cracker strikes me as being... of the best of the underground nerd rap.
Yes.
And that's a category I would say includes, well, Kabuto the Python,
sure,
among others, as opposed to, you know, this is a real, you know, it's a real, very weird definition, but yeah, Frontalot is, he's the mainstream.
I would say the dudes who get to perform at PAX. Nerd rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Seattle big names.
Yeah. So,
I mean Frontalot's from the West East Coast, but like.
So, I mean, Frontalot or Optimus Rhyme,
yep,
or there's a few examples.
Who've performed at PAX multiple times.
Yeah.
Are there almost every year.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I mean, it's a fun show, but.
Oh, certainly.
But it's definitely more known,
yep,
than, like, Kabuto is. He's got a very small but very devoted following.
Sure.
Like, I'm way in. I would.
Kabuto's good MC.
I wish he would release some more, because, so you know. Whitey Cracker.
Whitey Cracker, like, straight up, like, the first time I saw him on a live stream. Like, he was, like, talking about how to sell pills in the darknet because he was drunk on a live stream. And I was like, this dude's the shit.
Yeah, he's pretty much legit as hell.
He's, like, all the things he raps about, he seems to do.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's fucking tight. And he's, like, he's developing a fucking charity app.
Of course he is.
He's fucking super cool, dude, man.
Yeah, he's extremely legitimate.
Whitey Cracker, man. Why you gotta be such a cool dude? He got banned from Twitch again, real recently.
on what basis?
Twitch bans people for a lot of dumb reasons.
That's true.
But, I mean, he's on fucking Hitbox a lot now. He was doing production on one of those streaming sites. He's like, oh, here's how I produce albums.
Oh.
Hush is like, cool.
That's cool as hell.
It's tight as fuck. Anyway, there's a real good tracks. We'll link them, as usual. Bunch of good shit this week, guys. Like, don't sleep on any of these albums. You'll be happy. You'll enjoy them. I can almost guarantee.
Yeah, get at it.
That's actually, what are we looking for time?
We're
good, almost certain.
Yeah, we're coming up on 50, which is perfect, because I also, you know, hit another episode here and then get to a barbecue
that my relatives are
having. So
that's how we do things. Okay, so that's actually all we have this week for the media podcast. If you would like to... Call us at our house. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on Podcast, iTunes, or Google Play. Send us smoke signals with your requests.
Carrier pigeons. Get us at, like... We got a phone number set up. You can dial your modem into that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dial into our damn with BBS.
Mm-hmm.
Post
your messages. Get off the line, because the next person's got to get in there.
It's true. It's only one. It's a one-off. That said, thank you for listening. If you have any requests or anything you think we should listen to or you think we should check out or whatever, hit us up. Damnones@gmail.com. We respond to all DMs pretty much, unless they are real, real dumb.
Yeah.
Even then, we'll just post those.
Yeah, I mean, that's the risk you run.
Yeah. Just don't be dumb. And if you have any questions about life, feel free to ask us or your mother.
Yeah. Probably your mom, though.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I'm going to give you terrible advice.
Yeah. We actually will be setting up an Ask FM, so we can field the questions from the lovely listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The sexy geniuses who listen to the show.
Yes.
Anyway, get at us on Wednesday for the media podcast, the gaming podcast. What is the media podcast?
Media podcast. We just did the media podcast.
And
Friday.
Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Because today's Monday.
Yes. We're not in a null time vortex or anything.
There's going to be a video on our YouTube channel.
Ooh.
It's very mysterious. I actually looked for 3 videos this week.
All right.
Not on days we have podcasts, though.
No.
So Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Or Saturday.
In any case. Special surprise.
A lot of cool shit. Maybe cool shit. I don't know. We did some new stuff. It might
Let suck. Us know if you like it.
If you like that. If you want... not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
New stuff. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Goodbye. I love you.